Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we're going to talk about worry, the irregular heartbeat of worry. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 27, Jesus says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" The word worry means to be anxious, to be troubled in spirit, to live in fear, to be obsessed with an issue or issues, to experience stress. Worry impacts our entire being. We burn energy at a higher rate, causing fatigue. Our heart rate increases, our blood pressure rises, our body temperature climbs. Stress can cause insomnia, migraine headaches, hypertension, depression, ulcers, and lead to heart disease. Worry cannot add a single hour to our life, but it can sure take a few hours away. Worry's greatest damage is not to our bodies, but to our souls. It takes our mind off of Jesus and focuses our thoughts on circumstances. Worry resurrects failure from our past and borrows uncertainty from the future. Worry is a lack of trust, a lack of faith. It's an irregular beat of our heart. Worry is not a personality trait. It's a spiritual problem. Father, my mind can be filled with many things besides you. I can worry about things from my past and things in my future. I can allow worry to paralyze me and render me spiritually useless. So, Lord, please override my worry with your peace. Keep my eyes focused on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Maybe you're worrying about something particular today. Health issue, situation in your marriage, situation with your children, situation with the relationship. I would love to pray with you here at The Journey. Just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and let us pray with you and walk with you on the journey.